From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 21st, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance will return to Maine Monday for an event in Brewer. He's scheduled to speak at noon at Compotech, a company that manufactures blast-resistant structures for the defense industry. Vance's visit marks his second to the state this year. He first appeared in May for an event in Bangor to highlight the Trump administration's Medicaid fraud efforts and to stump for former Republican Governor Paul LePage, who's running for Maine's 2nd Congressional District seat. Vance's office has not yet specified the purpose of Monday's visit. Social media influencer Amanda McGonigal is asking a federal court to assure she can attend public events featuring Vice President J.D. Vance, including the one in Brewer on Monday. McGonigal, who lives in Massachusetts, says she registered to attend Vance's event in Bangor this spring but was turned away by Secret Service agents who told her they, quote, knew where she stood. The ACLU of Maine last month filed suit on her behalf against the Trump administration, challenging what she says is the government's retaliation and viewpoint-based discrimination against her. McGonigal runs at Cats on a Couch with accounts that mock Vance and have amassed millions of followers. She says she's already registered for the Monday event in Brewer. Portland City councilors will be presented Monday with a plan to install transponders on all vehicles at the Portland Jetport. The goal is to prevent accidents like the crash involving a landing jet and an airport fire truck at New York City's LaGuardia Airport last March. Jetport manager Paul Bradbury says the devices will allow tower controllers to know where aircraft and vehicles are, even at night or in bad weather.
There's visibility issues when we're operating during winter snow. So this will equip all of our snow removal vehicles. When there's essentially very low visibility, air traffic will still know where those vehicles are and where all aircraft are.
Most of the funding for the transponders will come from the Federal Aviation Administration with matching funds from the state and the airport. Bradbury says he's hoping to get the devices installed in all airport vehicles by the end of the year. The Maine Department of Transportation is bringing in federal researchers to help investigate the collapse of a bridge in Old Town that was under construction. As Kevin Miller reports, the bridge was being built with composite technology developed at the University of Maine.
The bridge crossing the Stillwater River collapsed last week while crews were pouring concrete over the new deck, injuring several construction workers. The Maine DOT says staff from the Federal Highway Administration's Turner Fairbank Highway Research Center in Virginia will provide, quote, expert assistance during a forensic analysis of the span of the bridge that failed. The bridge's beams or girders were fabricated by Basalt Engineering International in Winterport using fiber-reinforced polymer composite technology developed at UMaine's Advanced Structures and Composites Center. After the collapse, the Maine DOT inspected the adjacent temporary bridge for possible damage and determined that the structure remains safe for use. The Maine DOT has not provided a timeline for when the investigation will be complete. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Drought conditions expanded into northern Maine this week and now affect more than 800,000 Mainers, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Meteorologist Alice Brennan with the National Weather Service in Caribou says while conditions are better than at this time last year, they could worsen without steady rain.
There could be some relief with some of the rain, but I wouldn't anticipate a drought buster, at least in our forecast that we have right now.
Last year's flash drought was declared a natural disaster by the federal government as farmers reported lower crop yields. Brennan says Maine's groundwater has yet to fully recover. The pilot who died in a plane crash yesterday in the harbor off of Bristol has been identified as 54-year-old John Hall of Lee, New Hampshire. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the sole passenger and survivor was the pilot's son, 21-year-old Tyler Hall. He was transported to a hospital with injuries that weren't considered life-threatening. According to a preliminary investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration, the single-engine aircraft, a 1996 Diamond DA-20, declared an emergency due to mechanical issues before crashing into 4 feet of water. Officials say the plane was flying from the Brunswick Airport to the Knox County Airport. The FAA says the plane was registered to John Hall a little more than a week ago. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.